Homelessness Minister John Kerry has made an announcement today, a pre-budget announcement, where the state government's set to inject $92.2 million in funding to help homelessness services in WA.
Now, this funding is on top of the additional funding that we provided at the mid-budget review. So in all this year, we're announcing an additional $140 million for homelessness services in Western Australia. We recognise that people are doing it tough. We do face significant challenges in the rental and housing market. This funding is in recognition that our homelessness services are working very hard, and this is in response to Shelter WA. This is an unprecedented increase, and it responds to Shelter WA's request for critical funding for the homelessness services that operate in our state.
And I'm sure that Shelter WA CEO Kath Snell will be delighted with that injection. She can tell you more. G'day, Kath.
Hi, Ollie. How you going?
I'm all right, Kath. This is a record investment in homelessness funding. I assume you're going to be pretty happy with the announcement today?
Absolutely over the moon. We are thrilled with this announcement. We don't often get the chance to celebrate this hard, but we absolutely are. This is phenomenal. It makes a huge change in investment, and it's really supporting the homelessness sector, the services that have been working so hard. We all know this. They've been under the pump. They've been seeing a huge increase in demand, and now we're seeing some funding that's really going to support that, and it's really needed. It's very timely.
The pressure that the services have been under, Kath, has there never been more people putting up their hands asking for help?
Absolutely. We are seeing over 5,000 people a day present to homelessness services. So that's an increase of about 27% over the last 5 years.
Wow.
So this is enormous, and it's a real issue for people. We're seeing people present that have never been involved in the homelessness services before, have never needed to go and ask for help. We've just seen so many people present, and the sector has been under so much pressure and just not able to support everyone because the funding just hasn't been there. And now it is. So we're really excited today. This is exactly what we asked for. And I have to say the government has listened and has responded, and this is what WA needs at this point.
So that injection of cash, that over $90 million, what sort of services will that enable your members to provide? What does that money go towards, Kath?
Yeah, sure. So about $70 million of that is going directly to homelessness services. So about 120 services will have access to that money. They'll all be distributed a different amount depending on what the need is. And I know the Office of Homelessness will be getting in contact with people over the next little while to discuss what those amounts are. So it's everything from accommodation services to the drop-in centres that we're very familiar with. So people that present that might need to shower or might need food or need some guidance or need those wraparound services. We're talking about all of that. Mm. But we're also talking about the Housing First support services. So assertive outreach, support into housing, again, those wraparound services. And we're also seeing an increase in entry point. Now, entry point is that sort of first-stop shop or one-stop shop that people call. So it's the one number that people have to call if they are either experiencing homelessness or are at risk of homelessness. And you can imagine the extra demand that that number has seen. And it's been really difficult for the people working there to be able to accommodate everyone that they're hearing from. So there's also going to be funding into their services. It's actually almost doubling the size of the funding pot for entry points. So we're really delighted to see where the government is putting the funding, and, you know, it really is where we've asked.
And in terms of caseworkers, because I think the stats were, Kath, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, only 30% of people experiencing homelessness actually have a caseworker. Will this funding be able to be directed towards either hiring additional caseworkers or those who are doing the work, they might be able to take on some additional work, Kath?
Yes, that's exactly right. And I think the staffing, and particularly the skilled staffing in the caseworkers, is one of the most important things to come out of this funding. So that's what we're hearing more and more from our members, is we haven't got enough caseworkers, we haven't got enough staff that have got specific skills to work with people who are experiencing complex issues, because the funding hasn't been there. So I have no doubt that a lot of the organisations that are receiving this funding will invest that into their staffing, absolutely.
And Kath, for your members today, the stress that they have been under trying to provide those services and help everybody, I assume they're also going to be welcoming that funding, of course, but perhaps they'll be able to provide a little bit more assistance and hope for people who are in this situation.
Look, the stress on the workforce in the homelessness sector is tangible, and we hear about it more and more. And the danger of that, Ollie, is people leaving the sector because they're so burnt out. And that's a really difficult position for organisations to be in. So to be able to support those staff, exactly like you say, give the hours where it's needed, bring more people on board, support those staff to be able to do the job that they need to do, then, you know, that's going to bring huge relief and really take the pressure off. Because we know it's just been a boiling pot. You know, it's been absolutely ridiculously difficult for the sector. So, you know, this news today is phenomenal. We're absolutely delighted with it. It's a real lifeline for the sector. And as I say, I really feel like it's a reflection that the government has been listening. We've been saying for months, as we have really pushed out our budget ask, that this needs to be a homelessness budget this year. I mean, if not now, then when? And I have to say that, you know, they've reflected that they've, you know, in reflection, they've listened to that. And this is an enormous amount of money, and we're absolutely over the moon.
Kath, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Many thanks. Cheers, Ollie. That's